Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Our fellowship is with you. And so what we have seen and heard, we declare. Thank you for this wisdom that you have ordained for our splendor, for our glory, to boast in and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6 to 8. We speak wisdom, however, among them that are full grown, yet a wisdom not of this world, nor of the rulers of this world, who are coming to naught. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, even the wisdom that hath been hidden, which God foreordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the rulers of this world hath known. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, things which eye saw not, and ear hear not, and which entered not into the heart of man, whatsoever things God prepared for them that love him.
Amen. Hallelujah. You see the conclusion here, and that no eye has seen, God has revealed. Now it's available, and it needs to enter into our heart. He pours his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Romans 5 verse 5 says, and it's this hope. And the word for hope is also expectations that don't disappoint, because what God says, where his finger points, his hand is also there, so he brings it to pass. So this is the encouragement, is just to stay in the fellowship of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And how do we do that? In John 14, he says, and if you love me, okay, I'll just go back earlier, and that Judas, not Iscariot, says to him, how will you reveal yourself to us and not to the world? So there's a revealing, a revelation that brings about an unveiling and an experience. And Jesus said that, I will reveal myself to you. And he's talking to his disciples. And they say, how will you reveal yourself to us and not to the world? And then here we see what is required. He says, if you love me, you'll abide in my word, and I will come live with you. And the Father will come live with you and make a home with you. So that's the reality that we see Isaiah experienced in the old covenant, when he learned the secret morning by morning, he would draw close. And then we see the beautiful, wonderful truth that God opened up to him in his book, the book of Isaiah. And then we see this as well in the beloved disciple after the death, burial, and resurrection. He makes a wonderful statement. He says, our fellowship is with the Father and Son, and what we have seen and heard, we declare. And then he goes on to say, and he declares it, so our joy, his joy, and our joy may be complete. What is this joy? This is the joy of our predestination, the joy of our salvation, the joy of the original intention God has for his people. What Adam lost, God has now restored in Jesus. That's why in this passage it says, if the rulers of the world knew what they were doing, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord, because through the cross, through his life of living for the will of God, for the cross, and then dying on the cross, and now ruling and reigning, he's restored everything we've lost. So there's a predestined path, destiny, laid aside for each and every one. And it is very unique. That's why it says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, because it is God that is working in you to will and to do. And then as you hold on to the word of life, or what he reveals, to the truth that comes to you, staying in tune with your God, working together with the Lord, the grace of God is not in vain. It's to your gain, and you arise and shine, and you become the fragrance. Yeah, you become because you are. You can't be something you are not in God's eyes. So what God has made available comes to pass, and you shine in this crooked and this perverse generation. So praise God for what God has done in Christ Jesus. Back to last week's readings. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30 to verse 31. Of God are you in Christ Jesus, who's made to you wisdom See, wisdom is the first thing, but you can't get wisdom if you don't draw close. You can't get wisdom if you don't spend time. You won't get wisdom if you don't love, desire the pure spiritual milk of the word so as to grow thereby. And then as you take hold of that wisdom brings about redemption, what God deemed you to be, that comes to pass. Redemption, sanctification, and righteousness. So be blessed to arise and shine and know you are favored, you are loved, everything's been done. Draw close, take hold, be enlightened, and stay in tune. Stay in tune because it's not about your will or other people's will and other people's plans for you. God's got a will for you. God's got a plan for you. Stay with him and arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.